Welcome to the Passport to Success podcast, where this week we are going to be looking at the best industries which small businesses will thrive in. I'm Becca.
And I'm Simon.
From Passport to Success, the online platform built by industry experts designed to help, advise, guide and support entrepreneurs and small business owners to success.
Woo!
Hello, how are you doing? Hope you've had a nice week. Hope you've got a nice week planned ahead of you.
It's not too bad out today. It's pretty sunny. Been miserable the rest of the week, but it's not been too bad.
No. Yes. We've been scouring the internet for stuff to talk to you about. So we have found a tool for you to use. Now we are kind of going away from the norm and this isn't a free tool. However, we feel that this is a very, 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 very excellent tool, which is definitely worth trying. And it's not that expensive. There is a cheaper option. So it's not free, but it's good.
So this is called G Suite. So what it is, it's sort of like a filing cabinet that sort of follows you around.
I like that idea, having a filing cabinet that follows you around.
It's a secure cloud-based storage that you can put pretty much absolutely anything in it that you like. So most business owners will use this to, well, if you're a business owner, you need access to documents, spreadsheets, you know, your working day, you might have had a diary that you need to keep a check on, etc. And basically G Suite is, it's fantastic. It's comprising of Gmail, Google Docs, Google Sheets, Google Slides and more. So it's all of those apps are literally one click away. So it's really, really easy.
We've spoke before about how good Google Docs are because they're like living documents that everyone can access. Just make sure you download them just in case you've ever offline.
Yes, it's Google Docs.
It's internet, which is fantastic.
Literally anyone can change anything you need from anywhere in the world and you get the live updates almost instantaneously. So it's really handy. So the pricing for this is the basic tier is £3.30 per user per month.
That's very reasonable
If you're a small business, you get 30 gigs worth of storage per user and a couple of standard features. And then the next tier is a business and enterprise. Both offer 1 terabyte of storage for teams of 5 people or fewer, or unlimited storage for those with 6 users or more. Business is £6.60 per month per user, and enterprise is £20 per user per month.
That seems quite a big jump.
Yeah, so that gives you enhanced security features and access to Gmail log analysis and BigQuery. So
you do get more for your
money. You get more for your money, but if you're a small business, it's probably worth just checking it out for the £3.30 per user per month and then taking it from there if you're planning on using G Suite. But it's a nice little tool that brings everything together. It's just easily accessible and it makes on the move business so much easier.
So the main bit of our podcast we're just going to chat through is we have found some research which suggests the top 5 industries which small businesses thrive in. So if you are looking to start a small business and you have a particular passion in one of these areas, the research has showed that it might survive, it'll do well, it's a good business, it's a good group of businesses to get into.
Yeah, it's an industry that's constantly, that's really on the development side at the minute and it's constantly expanding. So if you're a small business who happens to be specialised in this area, then you are in with like a really good chance of becoming a larger business.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be successful in your industry if it isn't one of these, though.
Oh, exactly.
This is just the fastest growing and evolving industries on this particular research, so it's interesting to see. Actually, first one we're looking at is micro mobility, which may sound a little bit odd when you first hear it, but it's basically what it sounds like. It's vehicles which are used for personal transportation, so it's like those scooters that you see people on whizzing around.
What are they called? Swegways.
Segways. Electronic versions of bikes, scooters, skateboards. It's electronic versions of personal transportation. It's already growing quickly, and Ford's acquisition of the e-scooter maker Spin in November 2018, it was $40 million. It means that there is money in this area, there is interest in this area. Set to be worth $200 to $300 billion by 2030, according to CB Insights.
That's crazy.
That's 11 years away?
Yeah.
And it's set to be that much. This is something which is quite interesting to look at. Mm. You do need to have thorough knowledge of technology that powers e-vehicles.
Yeah.
So this is something which you will have to do your research in because it is quite specialised and specific. Mm-hmm. But with that much money going into it and big companies are looking to it, like Ford, Ford were looking at e-scooters. So there is plenty of scope out there to make money to grow, work with the big boys.
Yeah, it's interesting how everyone's, well, it's Ford, who were one of the biggest vehicle industry makers in the world, are looking into this sort of sector. So it shows that there's definitely some interest in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one we're looking at is food trucks.
Oh, I love food trucks.
I love food trucks. And I'm sure...
There's something so hipster about them, but I mean, with food festivals at the minute, there was one local to us in the Peace Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Trinity Kitchen in Leeds has always got the food trucks up there, hasn't there?
I love going to a food market. Mm. But anyway, so if you're a small business and you're sort of in the food industry, food trucks are really successful at the minute. So it's already an $800 million industry. But by the end of 2019, it's supposed to have grown by another 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not as if these are inexpensive businesses to set up. These are relatively easy, cheap, and have got a lot less. It's a lot less risky than setting up an actual store. So making them. So this is fantastic if you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner who's looking to get into sort of the food industry. Obviously, if you start thinking of starting a food truck, you need to have some ideas of business licensing, food hygiene, you know, safety compliance standards,
It's a bit of not a minefield is food, but there's so much you have to be wary of.
You can't just, if you're not in the food industry in the first place, it's very, very difficult to understand from a point of view what's actually required to ensure that you're not liable or you're within the regulations for everything.
This could be a great opportunity for you to find a mentor who's already in that business. We've spoken before about mentors and how they are fantastic at giving you advice that they've probably lived through, so they don't want other people to go through if it was a negative experience. So this is something where you could find a business mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Another one which is thriving is personal trainers. It means branding yourself as a business and you gain the right clients to spread the word. It's easy to start out small, create a website and begin, pretty much. Between traditional gyms, there's boutiques, fitness clubs, personal trainers. Fitness is a pretty big industry, $22.4 billion. And I wonder if there's a difference between the beginning of the year and the start of the year, because a lot of people, new year, new me, start up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get fit this year, book on with a trainer. So that could be an interesting way to look at it. Maybe not launch at the beginning of the year, because you might be inundated. You might not be able to handle it. So maybe try and think about launching later on in the year, maybe not necessarily the run up to Christmas or the summer holidays, because again, that's when people really want to lose weight but or get fit. So maybe try and think about a lull so you can start off easy and work your way in. So again, another fast growing industry which is easy to get into, but you, not just anyone can start personal training. To start a personal training business, you will need some expertise in knowledge of fitness. This is something where, again, maybe get a mentor. Why don't you train with a personal trainer yourself and ask them if they want to be your mentor? See what you do, because it's people's fitness and health, so you need to be careful. Not just anyone can do it. And then there's equipment, exercise, and then you need clients. It's about as small as a small business can get, and it can be profitable even if there is just one employee. So you need to drive business, get the word out there. Social media is fantastic for personal
trainers. It really is, yeah. Personal trainers have really come a long way, and it's a really, really interesting... I mean, at the minute, sort of fitness is a really, really interesting industry in regards to how popular it is at the minute. And, you know, you've got nutritionalists, you've got people, actual personal trainers. It's really such an interesting market to be in. And considering the growing concern, especially in this country, about obesity and being overweight and everything like that, it's a really, really, really developing market. And it'll definitely be interesting to see how it develops throughout the future.
Yeah.
So the next one we look at is consumer retail. This is both online and physical shopping. Brick and mortar stores still make up 90% of retail revenue. And even online retailers like Casper Mattresses built stores to nab customers. For small business owners, starting online would prove more affordable and there's would be less risk.
There's always people who would rather go and buy physically from a store, from a person, rather than just online. It's got its pros pros and cons. You know, you have it there and then instantly. You'd have to wait for delivery. You get to feel the quality of something, like if it's clothing or... So you'll always get people who do prefer it, but with platforms such as Etsy, mm-hmm. and eBay...
And even creating your own website through a web developer.
There are plenty of opportunities for small business owners to sell online.
Online, as we've mentioned numerous times, it's such a developing area, and it's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
I know a few people who just sell stuff online, and they're doing very well.
And it's cheaper. You don't have to pay for the rent of the business. You don't have any outgoings like electric, gas. You know, it's so much cheaper. But everyone shops in different ways, and like Casper have done, they've gone onto the physical shop to actually pull people in. If you're starting as a consumer retail small business, it doesn't mean that you'll make a profit right away.
Not many people do.
Very few businesses do make a profit straight away anyway. But net profit margins for consumers are about 2.6% lower than most industries. So whilst it is sort of a difficult industry, it's not as if you have to be specialised like the previous ones we've mentioned. If you've got a business that you think could work on offline, then it might be worth checking it out, a mentor will be able to assist you and recommend whether it's appropriate or not having a actual physical store, or whether it's just worth staying online. It's always worth listening to other people's opinions and what they think will work best for your business.
This is a really good time again to get a mentor. Someone who has already had a successful online company, already sold stuff online, they can tell you which websites are good to use, which aren't, any tricks, tips, hacks, all that sort of stuff. So again, this is another thing where consider getting a mentor. So there, we've discussed a fair few industries which small businesses particularly thrive in. That isn't to say that you're not going to thrive if you're in any other field, don't fret. These are just a handful which were highlighted by the research that we found, and we thought it'd be really interesting to have a chat about it.
Definitely.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy your week. Stay up to date with all things Passport Success, and we'll see you in the next podcast. Bye.
Bye.